the Monroe County Jail is facing overcrowding. The county's seen a recent increase in incarcerations, resulting in a lack of beds for detainees. Sheriff Brad Swain says the overcrowding is due to a repeating issue.
So our jail overcrowding problem is directly related to probation violations. And Chief Dekoff has talked with his officers about not arrest, to cite people into court whenever possible rather than bringing them to the jail, because he is very well aware of the crowding issue as well.
Swain said the facility has the capacity to hold 278 prisoners. That limit of 278 detainees is a result of a 2008 lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana. The county jail was so overcrowded in 2008 that inmates were sleeping in the jail's gymnasium.
Yes, there was a lawsuit filed due to overcrowding. Inmates were placed all together in an indoor recreation area with mattresses on the floor. And they took a look at our bed count in our jail, and that was an agreed-upon number, I guess, through some arbitration, not to satisfy, but to prevent the lawsuit from being filed or the lawsuit proceeding through the federal court system. So in a sense, it's an agreed-upon stay between Monroe County and the Civil Liberties Union.
Swain says the county jail trades inmates to neighboring county correctional facilities in order to make sure that the jail doesn't exceed capacity. According to a Herald Times interview with the Monroe County Jail Commander Sam Crow, the jail trades inmates to neighboring Owen County in exchange for the training of some Owen County personnel to avoid paying a transfer fee. Swain says the number of inmates can sometimes reach 300 due to the number of detainees in the county's drunk tank.
We have an agreement with the Indiana Civil Liberties Union or the American Civil Liberties Union to keep our population at the Monroe County Correctional Center to a certain level, and that is under 300. Part of that agreement is that if we do reach that 300 level, that we start housing some of our inmates in other county jails, which can accommodate us. And there is a state mandated fee of $35 a day in which we're allowed to pay another jail to house our inmates.
Swain says that the jail reaches 300 inmates, particularly during Indiana University games. Inmates' criminal charges are reviewed unless serious offenses are placed in misdemeanor blocks. Swain says state law 1006 requires the county jail to house lower-level felons for up to 2 years.
Generally, we just call around. Our jail commander and his administration calls around to see if a jail and hopefully a jail nearby has the room to accommodate us. Because of this 1006 law, a lot of jails are feeling that effect, and we find most of the jails don't have room to help us. And for example, Knox County, which is near the Terre Haute area and also Evansville area houses a lot of the overcrowding from Vandenberg and Vandenberg County as well as Vigo County. So the opportunity to house an inmate somewhere nearby is limited at times. So that option, even though that's the one we are supposed to exercise, sometimes we don't have that option.
Other county jails across southern Indiana have been filling up as well, resulting in a lack of ability to train inmates to resolve overcrowding. Swain says that the overcrowding in jails means more detainees are being pushed into work release programs, where their cases are reviewed and they are granted a supervisory period where they will make weekly payments.
There are initial hearings when a person is arrested, and a judge may very well review the history and decide that a person who was arrested could be released on their own recognizance or just determine that they need to stay in jail. The judges work very hard to ensure at the initial hearing phase that only the people that really need to be in jail are here, and they release a lot on their own recognizance to help keep that population number down.
Swain stated that he spoke to one judge about the problem of lower-level crimes pulling people back into jail. Some people opt for time spent in jail rather than probation.
I have told the judge, in my view, some of these obligations that they're given, they're destined to fail. I couldn't meet those obligations every day to be at a location every single day at the same time. Something's going to happen in life where that doesn't. That's just not possible. You know, to really look at what crimes should even have probation attached to them and suspended sentences, I think really need to be explored when it's such a large contributor to the jail overcrowding. I don't know that some people that come in for minor crimes, we need to be spending so many resources trying to fix an issue of why they like to have drinks on the weekend. And there needs to be some serious examination of just who should be on probation.
Swain says incarceration rates from Monroe County are increasing and that a permanent solution needs to be found before the jail is in violation.